I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. With Burundi's recent spike in violence, some say the East African country is on the cusp of another civil war. But amidst the violence, God is still working. Rob Myers with Door International, a ministry to the deaf, says they've been involved in language translation in Burundi for about 5 years. He says the work hasn't been in vain, as God's word is taking root and changing lives.
Worldwide, we've seen thousands of deaf people come to Christ over the last 5-10 years. And we see those transformed lives cause those people to go out into the communities and share that same message with other people.
Pray that God would continue to raise up leaders in the deaf community. You can find other ways to get involved with this organization at our website. For now, let's talk about India, the land of 1,000 gods and 1 billion people. Many of those 1 billion minds believe in reincarnation. After you die, you begin a second life as a different person. Therefore, there's not much worth placed on present-day life, especially if it's unborn. But Vinita Shaw, a Life International partner, is bringing a different message to India's airwaves, one of preborn value and a savior who died to redeem all mankind.
They are receiving the sanctity of life message, understanding how to give life and make life-giving decisions for themselves and for their unborn children. Every time one of those broadcasts takes place, they receive through text or through phone calls 300 to 500 messages from people around the country.
Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching, and for a gift of any amount, MNN is making available Chris Tomlin's CD, A Door, that will help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. Get yours by calling 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.